And so God is saying to you, Adam, that you're alone and that's not good. And on your own, you're incomplete. You need another person. You need community. You need a relationship. And you can't provide that for yourself. Adam can't give himself a relationship. He needs someone else. And so God and Adam look at every other creature in the garden. They look at all of them, but none of the other creatures are a suitable helper for the man. God puts Adam to sleep, and then God takes a bone from Adam's side, and God uses that to make Adam a matching partner. God makes the woman Eve, and we've all heard this story before. And near the very end of this story, Moses, who's the writer of the book of Genesis, near the very end of this story, Moses gives us a little commentary on what this means for us, what this means for our lives today. Verses 18 to 23 tell us how God created Adam and Eve for each other. And then in verse 24, we read, that's why a man leaves his father and his mother and is united to his wife and they become one flesh. Moses is talking about marriage here. And so the point, the idea we take from this goes back to design once again. Because we learn here that God has designed Adam and Eve for a specific way of life. They need to live together. They need to live together because without each other, they are incomplete. God didn't make humans to live any old way. God didn't set Adam in the garden and say, go figure it out on your own. God made humans to live in community. God made humans to live in relationship with one another. And so Moses here comments that God designed us to live in this relationship, and also that God also designed marriage to fill that need for relationship that we have. And what it tells us is that we are made to live a specific way of life. We're meant to come together as people in relationship. And so let's think back, because we saw three events here from the creation of humanity. Each of these events teaches us something about ourselves, and now we can answer the question why. We saw that being human, it means in one sense, we're made to have a special role in God's creation. We're here to care for everything else that God has created. So that's true about us. This is who we are. We also saw that being human means we're made to obey the commands of our Creator. God made us. God knows what's best for us. And so we obey the commands of our Creator so that we remain in tune with what we're designed to be. And we saw also that being human means we're designed to live in specific ways. We're designed for relationships and community, and these things are how we're meant to live. And so now the answer to why. The answer to why. Why are we here? Why do we live the way we live? Why do we do the things we do? Well, why is because God made us. Why is because God made us. That's why. It's actually the simple fact that we have a Creator means so much for our lives. Because God didn't make us randomly. God designed us. God didn't just make us for no purpose. God made us for a purpose. The fact that we have a Creator means that we can have a purpose in life, and that purpose is to thank, praise, and obey our God. The fact that we have a Creator means that our purpose in life is to live rightly with Him, to live in the ways that He made us to live. And we need to pause and think about this for a moment. Think about this and understand what it means. Because when we say that the big answer to why in our life is just that God made us, that might seem a little unsatisfying to us. That might not be a satisfying answer. It sounds a little bit like the parent who tells their parent, because I say so. It's just the way it is. That's why. Okay, but we need to understand how important this is. Really what we're saying here is that God put the why into us from the very beginning. What we're saying here is the fact that we have a Creator means that God designed us to have a purpose from the very beginning. These things are the result of the simple fact that someone created us with intent. And to see why this point is so important, it's helped for us to stop and think for a moment about the world. To think, what's the world's answer to why in our lives? Well, we can say the world doesn't believe in a Creator. We talked about this in our confirmation class this morning. We talked about the first article of the Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and what that means for our lives. So we know that the world doesn't believe in a Creator. The world believes that humans are an accident. The world believes that we started as the process, or started as the product of a random chemical reaction that somehow resulted in life just happening. And then after that happened, we're the result of billions of years of chance that came afterwards, that worked sometimes to shape life in this direction. It worked sometimes to shape life in that direction. And what we're talking about is the world's belief that life began by random chance and then eventually evolved into humanity, again, by random chance. And by definition, there is no purpose to randomness. By definition, there's no why in a roll of the dice. It's just random. And if you don't believe in a creator God who made us with a purpose, then there is no purpose to life. Then there is no purpose to humanity. And this is why the question, why, haunts the world. Because God made us with a purpose in the beginning. We know it's something we're supposed to have. And to live without purpose, as many people do today, and to live without purpose, which is the only way you can live apart from the Lord, to live without purpose is spiritually unsatisfying. To live without purpose is existentially unsatisfying. We know that there's something wrong with that at the deepest level. And so people have always tried, and people have always failed to create a purpose for themselves. And so to be able to actually answer that question, why, that's a great blessing for us. When we say that we're here because God made us, and that means we have a purpose in life, when we can say that our purpose in life is to thank, praise, and obey God who created us, we need to recognize that we are giving answers that the world can never give. The world can never say why. Of course, what separates us today, what separates humanity today from the purpose that we once knew back in the Garden of Eden, what separates us is sin. Sin that blinds us, sin that turns us away from our Father in heaven, and sin that leaves us drifting and without purpose, except maybe just to serve our bodily desires. What feels best at this moment in time? On our own, apart from the purpose God gives us, we don't look beyond tomorrow. We can't look beyond what we want. And so sin is why we don't perfectly thank, praise, and obey our God. Sin is why our world today is so different from the paradise that Adam and Eve knew. And we know that if sin is what separates humanity from the purpose God gives us, if sin is what separates you and me from the why that God designed into us, then we know Jesus is the one who restores us to our Father in heaven. Jesus is the one who frees us from sin through the cross. Jesus is the one who reconnects us with God who created us. And through that relationship, Jesus gives our lives purpose and meaning once again. In Christ, we can answer the question, why, in our lives. And it's no coincidence that when Jesus was teaching, when Jesus taught us how to live, when Jesus shared the gospel, it's no coincidence that Jesus repeatedly emphasized our relationship with the Father. It's no coincidence that Jesus emphasizes our relationship with the Creator when he taught and as he shared the good news. And so just for example, when Jesus talked about doing good, Jesus said, "Let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." That's where doing good comes from. When Jesus talked about relationships with others, even talking about the relationships we might have with our enemies, Jesus says, "Be merciful just as your Father is merciful." Because it comes from our Creator. When Jesus is talking about prayer, Jesus says, when you pray, say, "Father, who art in heaven." And he continues with the Lord's Prayer. When Jesus talks about worry, Jesus says, "Don't be afraid, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom." And there are more and more examples we could list. Jesus continually points us to our Creator. Because it's God who gives our lives meaning and purpose. Because he created us with a purpose. And even though sin causes us to live without purpose sometimes, Jesus has restored our relationship with God. Jesus has restored our lives of purpose by reconnecting us to our Creator God. And now as Jesus teaches us how to live, Jesus continually gives us why as well. It goes back to our Creator. And what this means for you today is that you have a choice. You have a choice. Why do you do the things you do? Why do you work? Why do you care for your family? Appropriate to ask that as we're here on Mother's Day. Why do you put up with stubborn toddlers and kids that make noise and sometimes bother us? Why do you spend time with your friends? Why do you keep your home looking nice? Why do you take care of your own body, your mind, and your spirit? Why do you go to church? Why do you go to school? Why do you do anything in life? Why? Well, you are a follower of Jesus. And your answer can be better than something like, "Oh, because that's what my parents expect of me? Because it feels good right now? because it keeps the neighbors off my back when the lawn stays under 10 inches? You have a better reason than that. You have a better answer why. Those things are the world answers, the world's answers. You have a better reason why. Your answer to why in everything is because I have been created to thank, praise, and obey my God in everything I do. Every act, every moment, every day, no matter how small or how big, everything has a purpose. And even though I miss that purpose sometimes, God is faithful to restore me. So today, this week, always choose to thank, praise, and obey God in all things. Make that the reason for all you do, because in Christ, you have a purpose. And in Christ, we have the peace that only comes from knowing why. Amen. Let's stand. We'll continue now by confessing what we believe in the words of the Apostles' Creed. And today, as we're talking about our creation, we look at that first article of the Creed, and we confess that God made us, and in fact, the fact that we have a creator, we recognize that we have a creator, it shapes everything about our lives. It gives us a purpose. It gives us a reason why, which is something that those who don't believe in this first article of the Creed can never have. And so we confess our faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. You'll see the words on the screen, and we say together, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Go ahead and take a seat. We're going to continue now with our time of offering. And let me just say, if you are a guest or a visitor with us today, we don't expect anything from you. In fact, this is a time for the members and regular attenders here at Southwest Lutheran Church to give back to God a portion of what he has already blessed us with. And in fact, if you are a guest or a visitor with us, there's something we'd like for you to receive. If you see on the table on your way out in the hallway, there are some gift bags. Please take one of those on your way out. That's our gift from us to you to say thanks for being with us today. Also, in each of your bulletins, you have a yellow card, a connection card. Please fill that out. Let us know you're here. If you're a regular attender, a member, a visitor, we won't come knocking on your door, but we might give you a call to ask how we can pray for you and say thanks for being here. Please do that. Let us know you're here so we know who's around. So with that, the ushers will come forward, and we'll continue with our offering.